Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Watch the game again then, Stymie.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Boy, they're coming early for Goo.
What are you coming?
What's going on?
I was at a funeral.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so I won't start.
No, no, I just want to tell people you started it. No, if you have family or loved ones or friends that for whatever reason you guys are not talking or what have you, the Reverend really, he touched my soul yesterday at this beautiful ceremony, Stoney, for Miss Palmer. And pick up the phone and call that person or persons, because tomorrow is not promised. That's all, Stoney. I know I'm sounding like a broken record. It really is not. Warriors are not in the playoffs. But Ayuk might get traded, but I'm looking at you. Like, I like you more now today than yesterday. That's how much the service is.
Well, you didn't see me yesterday.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
But what are they coming at me for?
It's Coach in Vallejo.
That's my guy.
Right off the bat.
What'd he say?
He goes, hey, this is Coach in Vallejo.
Okay, this is my guy.
He says, and I've seen this video that he's talking about. There's a great YouTube video out there of Steve Kerr. And Chris Mullin.
Okay.
And
two of my favorites.
They're giving Steph Curry his Olympic jersey. And what Coach in Vallejo says is, I think it'll show Guru just how much playing in the Olympics means to Steph Curry.
I got you. And he's playing. I get it, man. But you know what I thought about real quick, Stoney, on that front? And I love my country. I love our country.
Yeah, it's all right.
This Warrior thing, and I know it's off season, but Stoney, I just want him to be 100% healthy and ready to go. And I'm not saying he's not going to be by playing in the Olympics, but I know he's playing. And I guess I want to apologize. I called you Abraham Lincoln during that rant.
That was funny. In fact, I've retold that now to three buddies, and they were crying.
Okay. I said, my God, I love my country now, Stoney.
I had no idea what you were talking about. And then you were like, what is Abraham Lincoln? And
you're like, because I felt like you were judging me. You were looking at me like, Goo, do you know what? I love my country, dog.
I was not in that.
I'm being selfish.
I mean, if we gave you a top hat and some mutton chops, you might be able to pass.
You're looking good.
That wasn't me. You can't ask Curry not to. Yeah. All right. I got a question for 49er fans. I want you to try to help me explain something. Yep. Explain something to me.
Next question.
Why would the San Francisco 49ers? Why would they trade their top receiver, their number one receiver, right now, when they're smack dab in the middle of having a Super Bowl window.
Wow.
Why would they do that? On the surface, it makes no sense at all. You were in the Super Bowl this past year. You were in the NFC title game the year before. The whole theme of this period of time is to somehow break through and win the Super Bowl. Why would you trade Brandon Ayuk right now? Why wouldn't you take the path of least resistance, find a number, give it to him, play out the year, see if you can win that Super Bowl, see how things shake out, and then go from there next year? There's something more going on, and we got to talk about this today.
Yeah, no, we do.
At 888-957-9570. Why would they trade their number one receiver right now in the middle of having a Super Bowl window?
Steiny, it is baffling to me. Norm Johnson, my father told me, son, where there's smoke, there's fire. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you all there's nothing to see here, but I thought John Lynch, who's delivered it every time for the Niners in regard to helping them draft, going to get reinforcements before the season's over and bringing guys in, going back to Emmanuel Sanders days. Last year we saw, you know, some help on the defensive line with Gregory and Chase Young. So I can't come at him, but I always thought they had put some chips or monies away for a rainy day. And I'll never forget when the Niners announced that Brandon Ayuk was going to be a 49er. I was like, Brandon who? Then we had the great playoffs. Herm Edwards join us and tell us just what type of Rolls Royce he was at the wideout position. And then he comes to town and we watch him play. So, Steiny, I'm looking at you with the same questions, but everywhere I go, the boss, Butcher Boy, they feel like something's going to pop, like Brandon Ayuk is going to get traded. So it's twofold for me, and I'll throw it back to you. Either Brandon, behind closed doors, has told his representation, I can't put up the numbers here that I know I'm capable of, and if I can't do that, pay me. Show me the money. Tom Cruise, okay? And Steiny, if they trade Brandon Ayuk in a year that is so important for Brock Purdy and his progression and making his Sundays easier and Thursday nights, I don't know how the 49ers are going to replace Brandon Ayuk unless, and I'm using the A word on you, the arrogance of Kyle Shanahan and his prerogative if he thinks that Juwan Jennings or Ronnie Bell can duplicate in his offense and put up the numbers that Ayuk has. And I think of the Super Bowl. I think of the playoffs. Brandon Ayuk never went Jerry Rice, nor did anybody else, but that offense was kind of pedestrian. So that was shocking. And Steiny, I know the draft is tomorrow. I don't expect him to be traded because in no world or scenario can you tell me their offense is better without Brandon Ayuk, but it's not up to me or you to have that assessment. Kyle may be somewhere right now on the phone with John, like, yeah, we got two or three options. And if they do trade, and let's say they get the first round pick, who's to say they're going to spend that on the wideout position? And that was a point Evan had brought up, Steiny, like they could use some secondary help. They damn sure can use some O-line help. But Brandon Ayuk, not a Niner? I would be stunned.
Well, here's David Lombardi of The Athletic, because you said one thing, and he addressed this, and it was, how can the 49ers trade Ayuk and be better? There's just no way, right? This is what David Lombardi said.
Somebody would have to be desperate. You would have to get that inflection point, the deadline pressure, to encourage a team to send something to the 49ers to where they could get an immediate impact player with that pick that would bolster their offensive line right away. I think that's because when I look at this team, I see like one real statistical weakness, and it was the pass protection, namely on the right side. So you would have to, I think, bolster the right tackle spot very specifically. But nothing would be guaranteed. I mean, even if they were able to somehow trade up into the top half of the first round, I mean, to me, it's remarkable that in 2020, they were able to get a top half of the first round pick for DeForest Buckner. They obviously didn't spend it right. I mean, Javon Kinlaw, that never lived up to what they needed from that pick, but the value that they got for DeForest Buckner in that trade was, to me, remarkable, especially in retrospect now that we see what these players are going for. So say that they got something similar for Brandon Ayuk, and then they nailed the pick, and that guy turned into what Tristan Wirfs. Tristan Wirfs was a good example from 2020. In that case, they could theoretically be better, right? Because their pass protection, the biggest weakness, will have been improved.
So there it is. And let me know what 49er fans think of that at 888-957-9570.
Can I briefly tell you what
basically what he's saying is, if we take a step back at wide receiver, but we take a bigger step up on the offensive line, we could be a better offense.
But what if you paid the chicken to the guy that you think is a future All-Pro in Brandon Ayuk, and you go get that help you need at the offensive line? See, never discussed in the draft. You got teams like the Cowboys going to, they need a starting guard and center, and they're going to all try to do it in this year's draft.
But maybe they feel like
Ayuk is replaceable.
They get a better. They have the 31st pick. Maybe they don't like an offensive lineman at 31.
I got you.
But they like an offensive lineman at 15.
But what's baffling to me, Steiny, is I thought this was going to happen, and Niner fans, after Brock Purdy got his chicken, that's when you could say, hey, you don't have the tinted windows or the rims on the car. You know, it's either or. I never saw a scenario, Steiny, to where this would happen before Brock got his money.
I mean,
like, that's what's stunning me a little bit. I thought they had money for a rainy day.
I thought they did, too, and I think they do. I think they do. I mean, we were all under the impression that the 49ers could pay Brandon Ayuk a good chunk of change, go through this year with Brock Purdy still on his ridiculously low deal, and then at the end of next year, you take a look at things again, and maybe you're taking a look at things as a defending Super Bowl champion. But when I heard John Lynch the other day, and when I'm hearing what I'm hearing, and we had Willard in yesterday, and I just said, you know, it just feels like this feels different to me than the Deebo Samuel negotiation. I just kind of felt like Deebo was going to be back. I do kind of feel like Ayuk's future is murky. All right, so to me, what that tells me is it's clear, right, that the 49ers, if they're thinking of moving Brandon Ayuk, which everybody says they're at least entertaining, they must think, right, they must think they can still contend for a Super Bowl without him. Yeah,
there's no doubt.
Otherwise, you can't do it, right? So what do 49ers say if that's a truth? And I think it's got to be, right? I mean, if the 49ers are seriously contemplating moving off Brandon Ayuk, they believe they can still contend for a Super Bowl without him, but getting some kind of trade compensation that makes them better in another area, or maybe they just use the pick on a young receiver in the first round. There's a lot of receivers supposedly in this draft. So 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, how serious do 49er fans think this is? Are we really going to have Brandon Ayuk on another team tomorrow night in about 36 hours?
Steiny, I don't think so.
I'd be surprised.
And I'm looking at Vontae out in the hallway, and I was on this train. And the reason I bring him up, Steiny, is early on when the Niners were balling, Vontae said, and I was right there with him, this offense reminded him of the 94 offense. And you can make Rice, Deebo, and Ayuk, John Tate, whatever. My thing was, I never in a million years could envision a scenario to where, you know, the 49ers would think they could still be prolific offensively. And I know you still got McCaffrey and Kittle, but without Ayuk
and Deebo,
and it's kind of difficult right now, Steiny, to envision life without Brandon Ayuk, this offense, not knowing who would, you know, take his place or what they would get. But, I mean, gosh, I keep going to Shasky and the boss, and they feel like something's going to pop, and I haven't asked you, Steiny, if you had to bet. You're at the counter. I'm using your thing. You're at the counter right now, and it's, are you getting traded or not? How would you answer that right now? I'm saying no. Not they're not thinking about it, but Steiny, no way. Well,
I don't know. I think they got to be thinking about it. There's too much. There's too much smoke out there. But again, the question I have for 49er fans, and I'll just give you a Warrior example.
Yeah.
This is the analogy I made, and if it doesn't work, tell me why it doesn't work. If you think it works, then maybe you agree with me. But okay, so 2 years ago, the Golden State Warriors, they won the NBA title in 2022. They won it. And at that point in the offseason, because they just won it, they thought they were in a championship window. And what did they do? They re-signed Wiggins, and they extended Jordan Poole. And then they played another year, and they won 44 games. But they still convinced themselves they were in a championship window. So they re-signed Draymond Green. Okay, now this offseason, we're going to find out if they still think they're in a championship window by some of the moves they make.
Gotcha.
The 49ers have just been to the NFC title game and the Super Bowl. Like, why wouldn't they keep this going to try to break through? And the only thing I can logically come to is that they're not crazy about this decision, but if they have to make it, I think it feels like they'll make it, and they think they will be able to maintain their grip on the NFC.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you guys think out there if you hear tomorrow that Brandon Ayuk has been moved? Do you think he's going to be a Niner? I mean, I'm interested to know how much smoke 49er fans think there is about this situation, or whether we're going to be sitting here on Friday, Goo, after the draft, and everybody's saying, you guys talked about this for all week, and Brandon Ayuk didn't go anywhere.
That's interesting you say that, because I want to double back. Steiny, you kind of said something. Tell me if I misheard you. There was some smoke with Debo not wanting to be here and scrubbing the Instagram. So it wasn't all just guns and roses with him. There was some, do we think there's bad blood? Does he like his role? But I'm putting a rat on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control early, Steiny. If Brandon Ayuk gets traded, then that to me is the team, the coach, the GM behind closed doors have heard from Brandon Ayuk, he does not like the way he's being utilized. Would you say that's fair or that's a stretch? He doesn't have to go public, but to me, if he gets traded, that's letting me know, he let the people in charge know, yeah, I put up some numbers, but I want to put up CeeDee Lamb type numbers. I want to put up Jamar Chase type numbers. I want to put up Justin Jefferson numbers. And then on the flip side, you could say, well, hey, you know, you got to put that to the side. We're winning. It's working. Yeah, you're putting up numbers, but you'll never be that. Maybe that's just it. Maybe that doesn't sit well with him. But if we find out tomorrow he's not traded, Steiny, then he's going to be on the field like I expect in a Niner uniform. But if it's really about numbers and not the money, then they must know, and that's why they're moving to get rid of him.
Well, the other thing is we're starting to see wide receiver contracts come in.
St. Brown just
got 4 years. The Detroit Lions wide receiver, 4 years, $120 million, 77 guaranteed.
Damn!
Debo Samuel, 2 years ago, got $58 million guaranteed.
Woo.
I mean, I think there's That's a situation chicken. Here where, you know, Brandon Ayuk wants to be a top five paid receiver. And maybe the 49ers don't think he's a top five receiver.
All right.
Maybe they don't think he's as good as CeeDee Lamb. Maybe they don't think he's as good as St. Brown. They don't think he's as good as, Tyreek Hill.
But he's your best receiver.
Well, but if he's not among the top five. Well, he is the 49ers' best receiver, but maybe they don't view him as a superstar. Like, the guys who are getting paid the most amount of money. I don't know.
Huh?
Like, I don't know the answers here, but, you know, it would seem to me that, I mean, on the one hand, I get it's a negotiation, but how hard would it be to just say, I will give him, 65, 70 guaranteed and, 25 million a year, something like that?
Because I assume that was going to happen, Steiner.
Well, but maybe that's not enough for Ayuk. Maybe Ayuk wants 28, 30.
Yeah, no, I hate.
Maybe the Niners only want to pay him 20, 22. And maybe that's 6 or 8 million's a lot.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's no doubt to tomorrow night, Donnie, and I can't wait, when Goodell goes up and announces the Niners pick, wherever it's at, it's going to be an offensive lineman. And I get you trying to bolster that, but if you're going to lose something, outside, as far as a threat, Steiny, I'm like, okay, be careful with that. I guess I'm just blown away that I assumed Ayuk would be back. And you could say, I'm going, Ms. Daryl Steinmetz, why would you do that, Goo? But because I thought the money crunching was not going to happen until after Purdy got his chicken.
I mean, from a logical point of view, if you got an asset in Brandon Ayuk and you need help on the offensive line, I guess on one level it makes sense to use Brandon Ayuk to get a pick early in the first round or midway through the first round and get an offensive lineman. Yeah. Because that's the thing you need most. Now, you're going to have to replace Brandon Ayuk, but I don't know. Do 49er fans think this is just all part of a negotiation, or are you starting to get the sense? And I believe the Niners think they can still be pretty damn good.
Wow.
Even if they don't have Brandon Ayuk.
Okay, I'll tell you.
I do. I mean, why else? Like, you don't trade him if you think... If you think he's an absolute necessity, I don't know why you would trade him.
Well, then
maybe they don't think he's an absolute necessity.
Damn, Stoney, I missed you so much. I'm cutting you off. I'm just saying they obviously must not feel like the house is going to burn down without him if they trade him, regardless of what I think. And I got guys on the YouTube chat and gals saying, Goo, you can't read minds. We don't know if Ayuk is thinking that way. You're right, but, I'll just say this. How did we get here? And the one thing about the 49ers' success, because that's what it has been over the last 5 years, two trips to the Super Bowl, Steiny, multiple trips to the NFC Championship game. I forget that, the guru computer says you should have won two games against Kansas City, but you got there. My point is, I do worry, even though you got a young hotshot quarterback, how long a window stays open, how many chances you actually get, to hoist up that Lombardi trophy. And I wasn't saying is the window closed, but, I like to pose the question. But if you're telling me the Niners are going to go on the field next season and Ayuk will not be there, I think that just makes that job of getting back to the Super Bowl that much more difficult in a division now where Arizona's going to have a healthy quarterback. The Rams are, they seem to get healthy. They came on at the end, and, you still got Seattle. But, again, I could totally be wrong, Steiny, but I feel like you telling me Juwan Jennings or Ronnie Bell for right now can use them to be Ayuk is like telling me, and I love Moses Moody, he can do what Klay Thompson did.
What would you trade Ayuk for? What if the 49ers right now are holding out for multiple draft picks?
Well, it's got to be a one for sure.
Okay, what if they get more than a one? What if they get a one and a three?
Well.
Does that make a difference?
I think it would, and then now it's about they've been pretty solid in the draft. What do you turn that at? Two for one.
Maybe the San Francisco 49ers, they don't want to pay Ayuk, but if they have to, they will. But in the meantime, they'll shop him, and they'll try to get a haul. Not just a pick. Maybe they'll try to get a haul for Brandon Ayuk.
And Lynch, the other day, we were at the golf course. You played the sound. Again, I know you said it's Lions season, Steiny, but he said he wanted Brandon Ayuk to remain the red and gold for whatever that's worth.
888-957-9570 is the number. NFL draft tomorrow. And will Brandon Ayuk be traded? Yes or no? And how are you feeling about it if you're a San Francisco 49er fan? Are they really going to trade their number one receiver right now when they're smack dab in the middle of a championship window? It would be surprising. Yeah. I mean, conventional wisdom had this team with an ability to pay Brandon Ayuk and maybe kick the can down the road a year and then maybe make a decision at that time on the quarterback and maybe Deebo Samuel if you have to. Maybe Trent Williams thinks about retiring at the end of the year. The San Francisco 49ers really entertaining the idea of trading Brandon Ayuk. What do you think, 49er fans? Or is this just what happens the days leading up to the NFL draft? 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, you can download the Odyssey app, and you can catch 4 hours of Steiny and Guru. You can download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you think the San Francisco 49ers are going to do tomorrow as the NFL draft starts, and then what do you want them to do? Is it safe to say that 49er fans do not want John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan trading Brandon Ayuk? 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was spot. Also, coming up at noon today, Mike Yam, NFL Network. Mike Yam. So we'll get more into the draft with Mike. That segment sponsored by Pacific Coast Termite.
Sports, man.
Addressing the ball. He takes a swing. I don't see what happened. We're on the delay. Oh boy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm mad. I got a list here. I wasn't going to break it out. You did it well. They put a trick ball for it to blow up in my face.
Right.
This is real.
It doesn't blow
so
up in
the
your
golf
face.
So the golf gods made me shank the first hit. Another ball was placed, and I hit it. I crushed it. And then for Willard and Dibbs, I was thinking about this at the funeral too. After the funeral, and I said, you know what? Those guys, they didn't believe me when I said another ball was placed down on the tee. So shame on you two, Dibbs and Willard, for thinking. And then did the ball go straight, Willard? Dude, I hit that ball. It was pressure.
I didn't see it.
Yep.
Mm-mm. I know you didn't hit the first one.
Well, I whacked that thing. Whack it.
It was.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No, it went straight, Steiny. Asked the boss. Of course, I walk in. He's right there talking to you.
When?
Today. We got the elevator, you and him. He get his tires.
Yeah, we meet.
Oh, boy.
We meet without you. We're talking about the NFL draft, which is tomorrow night, and what the San Francisco 49ers are going to do. Let's start with Tucker. Tucker's in San Rafael. Tucker, what's going on, man? Are Niners really going to entertain trading Brandon Ayuk? Is that what they're doing right now?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Look, I just kind of want to play a little devil's advocate here. And let's say they do move off of Ayuk, which let me make clear, I think would be a mistake. But my point is, I think if there's ever a year to do it with this class of wide receivers, even outside of that top three, this would be the year to do it. You got the two other kids from Washington with McMillan and Polk. I mean, they're just fantastic. You got Franklin from Oregon. You got the two from FSU and Coleman and Wilson. I think you have an abundance of options that you can sort of, you know, not to quote the movie Moneyball, but you can kind of recreate that. You can the aggregate statistically, if that makes sense. But I just wondered if you guys have a guy in mind that you think, let's say they do move off of Ayuk, that would be a kind of a plug-in and not replace, but at least, you know, help replace the production right out of the gate in year one.
I mean, I certainly don't know of a guy, but my question is there really
those guys are excited?
Is there really a guy out there,
a rookie,
that Kyle Shanahan actually believes can come into in his first year and leave an imprint?
Steiny, I don't. And those guys he mentioned are exciting. I think you got two names, and I mentioned it, Juwan Jennings. I mean, Steiny, why wouldn't he get a bigger role? It happens. He's proven. And young Ronnie Bell, who you drafted. So, to me, if they go that route, I feel like they think they got that covered, because that pick that you get, or picks, as you alluded to, if that's what it ends up, you have multiple picks, Steiny, you got to replace his production. But if you're telling me the reason that play and Purdy didn't throw that game-winning touchdown or to give him the lead was because of the O-line, that pick with a Brandon Ayuk trade or without is going to be to the offensive line. You got a guy named Juwan Jennings who can play. So I think that I don't think Juwan Jennings over the course of a season is what Brandon Ayuk is. That's just me, Steiny. And I know Ronnie Bell is not where Juwan Jennings is, but maybe I'm wrong, and that would show more if they got more time to play. But, man, I keep using this. Kevin Costner, revenge. That's what this season is for the 49ers, and you're telling me you're going to start by saying night-night to Ayuk? Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
You know, the other thing that could be going on here is, you know what? Lynch and Shanahan, who know a lot about football, they don't think Ayuk's as good as the fans think he is. This is what David Lombardi said about the kind of contract to look for when and if Ayuk signs, either with the Niners or with another team after a trade.
As far as agents, the number that you need to look at is fully guaranteed money, not injury guaranteed money, fully guaranteed money. Tyreek Hill's got $52.7 million or $52.5 million of fully guaranteed money. And I think Ayuk has missed one game since his rookie year. I think that he has every right to ask for more than $50 million in fully guaranteed money. 49ers have every right to take exception to that, because they might not be able to fit that into their realistic budget. And if he's going to stay with the 49ers happy for a long time, then they're going to have to find acceptable middle ground and agree to that.
Yeah, that was David Lombardi of the Athletic. So if Tyreek Hill has a $52.5 million guarantee, Deebo Samuel's got a $58 million guarantee. St. Brown just got $77 million guaranteed.
77.
49ers don't want to give him a $60 million guarantee,
and that might not be enough.
Well, if that's not enough, then I'd start to believe that there's something going on here.
Because people are saying, "Goo, you're trying to read minds." I'm not. I'm just, you know, I'm thinking, what would make Ayuk get funky on this whole situation, or his brother and his sister or his girlfriend go to Twitter and kind of, you know, just allude to this might be the end for him in a Niners uniform. So, Steiny, let's just say we're at said job, and they told you, you know, you're over fries, but they paid you a king's ransom. Would you care that you're over fries, even if, like, okay, I'm getting paid, it don't matter. Like, I wonder if this is a number. It's all numbers. It's money. But he feels like, you know what, I need to be shooting more. I don't get enough shots.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're trying to win a Super Bowl here.
Had a nice season last year, Steiny.
We're trying to win a Super Bowl here. We're not trying to throw the ball to you 150 times.
Okay, so what's that guarantee? What are you going to offer me?
Not as much as you're going to want.
Wow.
No, I don't. I mean, look, it's the same. It's the principle's the same with Ayuk as it is with Klay Thompson. Can you find a number that both sides are okay with? And what is that number? I don't know. Is 25, you know, 25 mil, let's say 50 million guaranteed, is that too much for the San Francisco 49ers to live with? 888-957-9570 is the number. Is Brandon Ayuk going to be a Niner tomorrow night, let's say around 11 p.m.?
Man, could you imagine? Yeah, like Caleb,
I kind of want him to trade him.
I'm just saying the draft in general. Like Caleb Williams, what do you do the night before you know your life is about to change? Like you are going to be the number one pick. Could you imagine? I'd be drinking, just partying.
Well,
I wouldn't get drunk, you know, sipping.
The one thing is he probably doesn't, because that's how you become the number one pick, is by not doing that kind of stuff. So I think it's interesting. Like you wouldn't be the number one pick because...
What?
Because
don't act like dudes don't kick it.
You would have been a party. You would have been a party.
Don't act like dudes don't kick it.
I mean, Guru's scouting report would have had red flags all over the place.
No, I'll meet you at happy hour.
Well, that's the first issue.
Not every day.
You know, they
please, what would yours read?
888-957-9570. On Guru's scouting report, there's a red flag.
Payday? I'll be there.
No.
Yeah.
There's a big red flag about your social media usage. There's no doubt. Like, GMs, if you were in the draft, GMs would be like, we don't like the way he approaches social media.
I don't get political
media
on my Twitter.
Yeah, but you're never off it. And he spends a lot of time
soft
on social
porn,
media.
Maybe, but yeah, no politics.
What else would they say? They'd be like, boy, he's really consumed with money. Boy, he really talks a lot about money.
Dude, who are you? You're the one that asks people how much you make.
Trying to think, what are some other...
You're acting like I'm Jamarcus Russell. I ain't got nothing in the cup. Come on now, Stoney.
I mean, the one thing you'd have to... At your interview, like, if I were a GM, there'd be a lot of questions. Like, you seem overly consumed with your own statistics. How do we know that you're a team guy? Because you really...
Well, you
spend
seen the
a
film.
Lot of time with...
Stoney. You seen the film. Yeah. I want to
Are you
win,
a selfish
buddy.
Player?
You got to be selfish. You got to be selfish to be great.
Okay, we'll go in another direction. Catfish7 in Vallejo. What's up, Catfish7? How you doing, man?
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
All right, so this is what I got. The 49ers need offensive line help, first of all.
Yep.
Second of all, Ayuk was the second best receiver in the NFL under Tyreek Hill, right? Okay. But Shanahan does not like to pay receivers a high amount of money as a player.
What about Debo? He got his contract and he got his guarantee.
Yeah, but Ayuk only missed one game. Debo is prone to getting hurt a lot.
But my point was they still gave Debo his money with that on the Carfax reports, Donnie, right?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I felt Debo was going to be traded or something was going down with him more than I feel this Brandon Ayuk situation.
I don't. I feel like
you feel that?
I never thought Debo was going anywhere. What'd you think on that?
Yeah, we did a lot of shows on it.
How would you assess? Well, we did a lot of shows on the Warriors going to make a run, too. How'd that work out?
I
don't know if Debo was out, but I just think it's interesting that there's more smoke surrounding Ayuk than Debo, and Debo's the one who asked for a trade. Meanwhile, the trade rumors surrounding Ayuk were shot down immediately his agent.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like I do think that there's more of a chance that Ayuk is not on the team than back 2 summers ago, Debo.
Yeah, I do too. Like almost that it's almost, and I can't put my finger on it,
well,
but it's almost as though maybe that's the thing. I mean, maybe the 49ers viewed Debo 2 years ago as, you know what, he's a little immature. Of course, that's what he's going to do on social media. But when we pay him his money, he'll be fine. Maybe they look at Brandon Ayuk and say, you know, this is more serious. I mean, they know he doesn't like his role. They know he wants the ball more. Maybe they know all those, and they know he wants, you know, $28 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
on average. Maybe they know all that, and they know they're up against it.
Man, I'll tell you what, I always talk to you guys about, who's involved or who do they call? Steph Curry's involved in every decision, Steiny. If I'm young Brock Purdy, and I know protection is the number one thing on the to-do list, but if you're telling me I'm surveying the field and I don't have number 11 in red and gold, my job becomes that much more difficult. And again, they could pull this off, trade Ayuk, and be right back in the NFC Championship game or Super Bowl. But Steiny, you can't. We talked about this offense like it was a machine, and Ayuk was a part of that, and he represented another option. If you decided to go to him, he could do some things, and he's a beautiful route runner. Yeah. And now he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, what's my man on the Giant games? Gone!
I mean, it's just...
Not Snell, who's on the DL.
It doesn't surprise me that, people don't want Brandon Ayuk traded, but what I heard David Lombardi say is, what's their biggest...
Need.
It's offensive line. I mean, and, if you want to use the Steph Curry comparison to Brock Purdy, hey, Brock, what do you think we should do? He'd probably be like, get me a lineman.
Yeah,
give me an offensive lineman.
All right.
Juwan can do what Ayuk does. Give me more time, and I'll throw to that guy more. Wrong, Steiny, on what? I don't really have a strong opinion about this. I'm trying to explain it. Ayuk has a ton of perceived value wanted by teams around the NFL. Clay is a declining asset.
Oh.
I just meant in terms of finding a number. But no, Brandon Ayuk is entering his prime. Clay Thompson is exiting his prime, yeah. Absolutely.
And I hate how they do it now, Steiny. Tomorrow's just one round of the draft. Remember before they'd get you two and three in, and then we got to go through Friday and Saturday, but it's going to be interesting. You want to make a bet now? Bet.
No.
I say he's not traded by tomorrow night.
And you said Scott, and you took the favorite.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I say he's not traded, too.
All right, we got a bet. Soda.
No, we both say he's not traded.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, see.
But you talk like he's getting traded, I feel like. Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. I kind of want him to get traded because I want it to bother you. I want the 49ers to trade what people consider a flashy wide receiver.
Well, they're all
big,
flashy,
stiff offensive linemen. I would love that.
Then
I would love Shanahan to come to the podium and say, you guys think you know Brandon Ayuk, and you think he's a top five receiver, but our internal numbers showed that we could get five guys in the draft who in a year will be better than he was in year four. You guys don't know football.
That reeks of arrogance. He would say
He is arrogant.
Brandon Ayuk is, unfortunately, not with us, and Juwan Jennings can.
Who's this?
That's my Kyle. And can.
Oh my God.
He is short of breath.
I don't know if he needs to go to the ER or something.
I didn't recognize that at all. Like nothing during those.
I was actually kind of getting scared, actually.
Tony jumped in. Yeah,
respirator.
That might not be good. My best. Yeah.
It didn't really ring a bell at all to me. Let's go to James.
Kyle.
James in Palo Alto. Hit me again, Spadoni. James, let's move Brandon Ayuk just for the hell of it.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
I'm not as knowledgeable as you guys, but I would like to get your opinion. Ayuk was in problems with Shanahan because of perception he wasn't blocking downfield.
Right.
And who do you think is the best wide receiver, talent-wise, who can also block downfield for the rest of the team, who fits the Shanahan mold? Do you have any suggestion as to who that is?
Evan, who's the best downfield wide receiver?
No, you're not doing this. Nope.
Oh, I thought he was saying on the team right now, because Juwan Jennings can block.
Well, it's... I mean,
is that what he was saying?
Ayuk's a damn good one.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean,
he ain't getting paid for blocking.
He's asking of like the top guys, like the Marvin Harrisons, the Odunzes, the Neighbors. Which one of those guys can block the best? Now, I don't think you're going to get any of those guys.
No doubt.
But I don't think you guys have done the deep dive on the tier three wide receivers.
None of the best wide receivers in college block.
Exactly. They're all open.
Brandon Ayuk didn't block.
They're all open.
You get mad at James.
But all great NFL receivers block.
No, I'm mad at you because you're about to throw me under the bus here.
Yeah, Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens, Michael Irvin, all the Chris Carter, all those dudes blocked, Stoney. Yeah.
Okay. James, you got your answer?
He gone.
Yeah. 925. Ayuk is not a top 10 receiver.
Well, he's not used.
He's replaceable.
One. All right.
He's not a superstar by any means. That from the 925 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I think he's good. I think he's a good player.
I do too. And I think he's having it reached his ceiling too. Debo gets hurt for 6 to 8 weeks, Donnie. Then what are you left with?
You're still Kittle, left with McCaffrey.
And they know you're going you're to still McCaffrey. Left with,
who gets hurt?
Debo.
Well, he will.
Yeah, the right on the table is the Niners offense with Ayuk last year in the playoffs as a whole was pedestrian.
See, this
like,
is
nobody's
what,
talking about
this is
that.
What, this is
and you're telling
right.
me you can afford to lose
yeah.
Brandon?
Yeah, you know why? Because you're a running team.
All right.
I know. You just hate that.
No, come
you
on.
You hate
son.
It. They don't throw. They were only one of
but
three teams.
But why do you
teams.
Think that bothers me?
Because you can't stand teams that don't throw long bombs 60% of the
Stop
time.
It.
From the LB, I love Ayuk, but we're not a throwing team. We run the ball predominantly. Why would we spend millions of dollars on three receivers who don't get the ball? Thank you. And that's what Shanahan and Lynch are wrestling with. Please,
all right.
People.
Be careful what you wish
get
for.
Get two linemen in here.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, you would be.
No, come on now.
But Steiny, what about
I want the Bay to have a parade.
What about Ayuk's catch radius?
He's a bad dude. Kept your season alive. That catch in the rain against Green Bay, 3rd and 5. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was.
I'll tell you what. Why don't I'll give you a little assignment?
Yeah.
Okay. Be my little pupil. Go look at Brandon Ayuk's numbers in the postseason. Then you'll know why he's not getting paid.
Oh, I'll do that, sir, and come right back to you and do that
highlights.
Across the board. Apply that to everybody on the team.
One touchdown in 9 playoff
games. Dude, man.
I mean, do the math. That's one touchdown every 9 games.
Dude, that offense was not the offense we saw.
Guy's a bum. Well, by the end of this show, Juwan Jennings is just going to be better.
Oh, boy.
He's going to be flat out.
Shout out Ronnie Bell.
No, I'm just asking 49er fans.
I don't think he's getting traded, man, but I get it.
I think the 49ers are obviously shopping him. Andrew Filippone, who does he work for, Evan?
He's the fan in Pittsburgh. 93.7, the fan in Pittsburgh.
He's really good. He's tapped in. The Steelers have interest, according to Andrew Filippone. Take a listen.
I know for a fact that the Steelers are still very interested.
Oh, boy.
There are a lot of guys in their front office who are looking at that Eagles model with the A.J. Brown trade and thinking, this is the guy we need to kickstart things for us and bring the most out of our quarterbacks who are one-year deals, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. Their assistant GM, the guy who is setting the draft board for them, his name is Andy Weidel. He was with the Eagles before he came here last offseason. So, yeah, if the 49ers want to do business,
gosh.
The Steelers are ready.
Poor Bonte.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of people trying to compare Ayuk to Crabtree. He's a tier 2 receiver. I think he's better than Crabtree.
I loved Crabtree.
I always liked him. 15. Yeah.
I'd say Ayuk's got potential to be better.
No doubt about it.
But Crabtree's
if you're ready to
good.
Say, like, you can't go find a, you can't go in the, I know but it's you, about finances. But, why did, again, let me slow down. I know you need offensive line help. Everybody can see that.
Yes,
but
sir.
But why does it have to come at the expense of one of your young stud wideouts
you
drafted who hasn't even hit his prime?
He's not overrated. Because he wants too much money.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, I think
he may want what they're about to give him.
Maybe.
And right now they're just going down. Because let's not forget, Stan, I think you're forgetting that Debo thing was real. It was, he scrubbed and like Evan said, he requested a trade and they kept him.
Okay. So Evan and I both said.
And he's a different receiver, type of receiver than Ayuk. So variety is good.
Evan and I, we agreed that this feels more serious than Debo Samuel, but okay, you don't.
Well, the timing is different, too, because now we're on the eve of the draft.
I never thought Debo Samuel was going anywhere, because at that point, they needed him. They didn't even have McCaffrey at that point, did they? No. Well, now it's, like, this is the other thing. Things change. Guess what? You know, when Deebo Samuel was paid, they didn't have McCaffrey. Now they have McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel and George Kittle.
But you might become easier to guard if you can't.
What if they just, like, we can't pay everybody? What if they're like the Niners, the Warriors? We can't pay.
Well, John didn't say that the other day, and I know you said it's lip service. But, Stoney, I believe financially they can afford Ayuk if it's not something ridiculous. If he's not asking for money that he doesn't deserve.
What if their number's 22 and he's at 28? Why shouldn't he have to come down?
No, he shouldn't have to come down.
He shouldn't.
No.
Yes, he should. Uh-huh. Like, so I like if he's asking for top three money,
like I 60 could see guaranteed, I would give to Ayuk.
Well, you would give him 80.
That was my number 60.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how important $5 million is to the Niners. I don't know how important $10 million is to the Niners. But I know that if they don't think Ayuk is as good as St. Brown, why would you give him as much money?
Let me read this to you.
And here's the other thing. I don't like this. And we've done this with Curry. Well, he's our number one. He's our number one. Okay. Well, if our number one's not as good as other number ones, so why would we pay him like other number ones? 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up in 1 hour, we got Mike Yam of the NFL Network. Are the San Francisco 49ers really going to trade Brandon Ayuk during the draft tomorrow? And if they did, would you be okay with it? Have Shanahan and Lynch earned that kind of trust? 888-957-9570. We'll talk about it on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.